This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Just before coming out, I see the Champions League trophy and the FA Cup trophy, and that's when I want to get. I want to be in a Champions League final for Villa. I want to be at Wembley playing for an FA Cup final or Carabao Cup final. That's why I'm committing 5.5 years in this club, because that's where I want to get.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. I'm David Michael, the editor of myoldmansaid.com, and your host, along with Mr. Christopher Budd.
Hello.
Welcome. It's something for the weekend time, folks, where we just catch up. This is going to be a quick one because the Everton game is at 12:30, so I ain't got no time to be editing long podcasts, so we'll just get this one out. And then we've got a couple of weeks of no Villa.
As things stand, that might change, but I doubt it.
I can't see them shoehorning that one in at such late notice.
Probably not, I suppose.
Although they did cancel it.
They're going to announce it at 2:00 on a Saturday. Villa are playing in an hour.
They should
That'd
do that.
That'd be funny, just to watch the mad scramble.
They should do it just as a social experiment.
To see how much the infrastructure around Villa Park just breaks.
They have my blessing. This is something for the weekend. It's not the normal show. Actually, it was a banger of a show this week. So,
belter, mate.
If you are new to My Old Man Said, don't let this be your first experience. Dial back to the show before the over the hour long show. This is just a short catch up after the press conference of Steven Gerrard prior to the away trip to the Toffees. Right, we like to start with a Villa Minute. This week, we are sponsored by... have you ever had a Swatch watch?
Yeah, it broke.
Oh, shit, we shouldn't have said that. I've never had one. I always just wondered what kind of people buy them.
I didn't buy it. I didn't mind too much when I was a kid. They were always really colourful, though, Swatch watches, weren't they? And they were like fun watches.
Yeah, no, they're like... Loads of design. I mean, we've got sent to. I would tell you what kind of colours and we've got, but obviously we make this up, so I haven't really got that far into this week's phony watch sponsor. It's an invisible one, actually. It's their latest range, invisible swatches. Let's see if they work. 3, 2, 1, go.
Villa's FA Cup conquerors and Cockney overlords arrived at Villa Park unbeaten in their last 22 visits to B6. Revenge was in the air against the United team, missing several heavy hitters, while Lucas Digne debuted for Villa. Martinez makes hopefully his only mistake in his career and as he lets Fernandez's shot squirm through his
hands.
Give
him a new contract.
After a largely forgettable half of Villa, Konsa fails to return for the second. Gerrard's half-time hairdryer is plugged in, but individual errors cost Villa again. Sanson sells Ming short and Fernandez smashes in off the bar for 2-0. It's a long way back for Villa, so Gerrard sends on the magician and a young accomplice. Coutinho and Chuck Moeka combine to set up Jacob Ramsey for a classy consolation.
Game on!
Surely Villa can they?
Wave the magic wand.
Another stunning move involving Watkins and Buendia. Ramsey returns the favour and sets up Coutinho, who taps in front of the halt end. Cue carnage.
There's 10 minutes left. We want 3.
Villa do to United as they've done so many times to them. It's not quite the fairy tale ending, though, as the game ends 2-2. Villa still haven't beaten United at Villa Park in the league since August 95. Courtney Hawes and Emi Martinez.
Season, it will happen next season.
Courtney Hawes and Emi Martinez sign new contracts with the club, and goalkeeper Robin Olsen joins as backup for Martinez.
Who?
It has been said. Gerrard's men now head to Goodison to take on the managerless Toffees.
Hopefully, 3 points. Surely 3 points. Must be 3 points. Stephen Gerrard in the press conference. A little bit of everything, really. Robin Olsen. The main conversation around that was just to make every position in the team as competitive as they can. I don't think Steer really offers Martinez any competition, but does any goalkeeper?
I mean, the last time we loaned out a goalkeeper was that Portuguese chap, wasn't it, who couldn't even be bothered to do the warm-up. So the bar's set pretty low there.
Who's that? Is he the guy that came on... he saved a penalty in the...
Clean sheet, saved a penalty, still had useless. The worst debut ever.
And I said he will never play again. I said that was the worst debut I've ever seen on Twitter. I said he's not even a goalkeeper. People go, oh, what are you talking about? He saved a penalty, he had a clean sheet.
Awful.
I said, no, he'll never play again. He's terrible.
And he barely even warmed up again.
Yeah, exactly. Lucas Dean, Gerrard enthusing about him with words like pure quality and talking about the high levels of the player, which he's seen in training so far as well. Good vibes.
I like him.
We've had some terrible... I wouldn't say that. Let's say we've had some problems in those fullback positions, and we kind of got somewhere with Cash and Target, but you got the feeling that...
It's upgradable.
For us to go up to a proper level of where we wanted to be, we've got to do something. And Villa have done that. I think Coutinho, I mean, obviously, he described it as a wonderful cameo. I mean, we want to, obviously, Coutinho wants to get in more minutes in the bank before we start to get too excited about that. But you saw what could potentially happen. I think the timing of him coming is very good in terms of... with all those players either injured or at the AFCON, we were a bit thin on the ground.
Yes, and it's genuine impact, isn't it, off the bench? Because I don't think he'll start at Everton either. But
yeah, but I'd imagine he potentially starting after the 2 week break.
He's away, isn't he, on international duty? That's probably not a bad thing for him.
I think the only touch and go is Ezri Konsa, who, if you were at the game, you'd have seen him come on during the halftime break to try to test it. And as soon as he started to try to run, it was obvious that it was a no go. Took a whack on the hip. They're still up for a late decision, that one, so we shall see. Meanwhile, Courtney House, who will replace him, has actually signed a new contract. So Gerrard obviously rates him in terms of being a member of the matchday squad. I think he does a job, doesn't he? And he was actually pinging it around.
It was actually exactly what we needed against United. He kind of did what no one else has done. You don't really see us do that often anymore. You know, you used to see Bings do it a lot, and a few of them have got it in them. But
the big new contract, shortly before we recorded this, actually, Martinez has signed his life away to Villa.
It's a long one, that.
I think, what's Courtney Hawes is 2025, but Martinez is 2027, which is certainly some stint. An interesting one, because I would have been curious to see how the next season pans out.
Especially if he was to, say, have a good World Cup with Argentina.
Yeah, and Villa finish mid-table again next season. No, this could be the start of the dawn. This is a thing, we have to ditch the old mentality. Yeah.
Keep your good players.
When Eden's bought into the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks, and had that one of the early meetings with the employees that he inherited, and he said, I quote, "Anybody in this room that doesn't think that it's a reasonable goal for us to win an NBA championship because we're a small market should just leave now. If you really believe it, and you don't leave, I'll find you and we'll ask you to leave."
Wow.
Because that's the goal, period.
Like it. Ruthless.
So this is the first time I've... I mean, it's all right, you know, you dig that out and you think, yeah, we're going to do it. But, you know, football's... to get into that top four, it's not
it's
easy.
It's a totally different landscape to the NBA, isn't it? Because you haven't got, like, wage caps. It's a much more level playing field, the NBA, I would say.
So to get in that top four, it's not easy. But the first thing you've got to do is kind of believe it and actually clearly strategize that as a goal. And I think Gerrard's mentality, and you'd have already picked that up just watching him go about his business, is he wants to win. And, you know, getting Coutinho in has shown you or shown us, and also the Martinez contract as well, because Martinez is talking about, you know, playing in European Cup finals at Wembley in the FA Cup final, etc., for Villa. And this is a mindset, and you need that. That's got to be the starting point, because you're not going to crack that top four by just buying decent players and thinking you're all right and you might challenge for Europe. You've kind of got to have the mindset from the off, and obviously a plan to justify such a mindset. So hang on to your hats, folks. It could get interesting in the next season or two. Well, in the next few seasons. Right. So injuries, it's mainly the Konsa one, which is of concern. I'd expect Coutinho to start from the bench again.
Yeah, obviously Trezeguet and Traoré are going to be away for a couple more weeks as they're both into the knockout stages of AFCON.
But McGinn is back, and that's...
curtains for Sanson.
That's useful.
Yeah, he's, I think, going to Everton.
For the Everton game.
I think because
game.
they've got Duncan Ferguson, obviously, and he will rouse the troops, and the crowd will get a lift. So I think it'll be a very different Everton to the last few weeks. It's probably not the best times to be going to Goodison Park, to be honest.
We shall see. So why did Rafa get sacked?
It was about 2 wins in 12 from October. And when you go to, you know, places like Norwich and you're getting turned over, and deservedly so, I think that's pretty... You know, it's getting toxic in the away, and it was on the cards, wasn't it, for a few weeks that he was going to go. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the last six games in the form, they're 16th, although saying that, Villa are 13th, so...
Neither team's in great form in terms of results. I just think Villa have been playing good football, and the overall narrative is positive, but, you know, Everton in their crap run of form, they were beating Arsenal at home, and they were getting the odd result. And they traditionally do get results under Duncan Ferguson when he looks after the first team before.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
But when you look at Everton, and you only have to go back, when we won our first four games, we were never top of the league in that season, even despite winning the first four games, because Everton had a great start as well.
They did. They looked good last year, weren't they? They were, even at the turn of the year, they were sort of in the top six, weren't they, I believe? And they were sort of well on in the Champions League places, and then they just fell off.
Yeah, and, you know, the narrative at that time, I mean, you know, we're outsiders here, but the outside narrative to me was they were slightly ahead of us in terms of, you know, they had Ancelotti in, they got Rodriguez in, decent players across the team, you know, Richarlison, Lucas Dean at the time, obviously, and Calvert-Lewin as well up
and
front.
And Pickford in goal, who always gives you a chance of achieving things.
Yeah, so you thought that's a pretty solid team. Maybe there are another couple of signings away from having a crack at European places. And the fall, it's been like a lead balloon,
dreadful,
hasn't it?
I mean, when we played them, you know, towards the end of last season, we deserved the win there. In fact, we've actually had a really good record against them since we got, you know, promoted back into the Premier League. You know, long may that continue.
And, you know, they're actually hovering above the relegation spots now. Leeds have jumped above them. I mean, they're, you know, they're still 6 points away, but if they have a slump, and you always expect the bottom teams to start stringing the odd win together as you go into the last 10 or so games, they're in trouble if they don't start picking up points.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a feeling of them at the moment that they're a little bit like Villa were, and a sort of like a Lambert or something like that, where they're kind of just sleepwalking a little bit. I think they'll be all right in reality. Yeah. I think they've got too much quality to be in trouble, and I think it's going to be 3 from 4 beneath them, but Everton should not be where they are.
Yeah, but yeah, not necessarily out the danger zone just yet, because kind of depends on who they get in, actually.
You'd think so.
Because they don't want it to all to turn sour.
Yeah, and also, you know, they're probably going to be bringing in a manager, especially if they go with the younger lads like a Rooney or a Lampard, who haven't been in this position, be it as players or as managers before. It's a very different sort of skill set, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think we're going there. We've got to get a win from somewhere. Really, it's been a while.
It's not been a great run of form. And as I said, it's all, as you think you said at half time against Man, you know, it's all very good and well playing nice football, bringing in these players, but actually you've got to put points on the board.
Yeah, and you know, I was just talking about winning mentality and aiming a little bit higher than where we are. I mean, you know, this season to me it doesn't really matter where we come, but we've got to prove that we are going in the right direction and to believe that actually we're up and running now when we start next season, and away we go. There's still you know, there's still a bit to go, but at the moment the mentality is the good thing.
It all feels positive, but you know, you've got to win them. You've got to win games.
Yep, there's a lot of hard work to come, obviously. In terms of Villa, I think pretty much similar to how they lined up against United, but I would say McGinn's coming in for probably Watkins or Ings. You'll probably go Watkins, but I thought Watkins probably is one of his worst games for Villa against United.
It actually, they both did pretty well at Man United, but they just didn't work in the Villa Park game. I don't know.
But the Villa Park game.
Yeah, I think it'll be Sanson, if I'm honest. If we had.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about him.
Forgot about him already.
Yeah. So does that change my opinion on the Ings Watkins?
Not really. They just need to. You know, at some point it needs to click, and if it doesn't, I think it'll be. It's just a matter of time before he picks one or the other. To be honest,
well, I think the decision is as soon as Coutinho starts games, then those two won't be playing up front together. I think that's where Coutinho comes in, because you know we're all had one eye on. Is Coutinho already replacing Buendia? And those two are going to fight it out. But I think we should be bold and play them both.
Agreed.
And I mean, Buendia is getting better and better and better and just offers so much dimension.
And Ramsey's improving, isn't he, as well, every game? It's got the prospect of being a really exciting sort of three-pronged attack behind a focal point of Watkins or Ings.
Yeah, so I think that's why ultimately when Coutinho's fit, hopefully plays the rest of the season and starts, then one of those two will probably make way for him. But, you know, there's a case for horses for courses, and there may be a bit of rotation here.
And I'm also, I think you said it in the Man United show, Chuck Mueka came on and did really well, and he'll be wanting to stake a claim at Goodison as well.
Yeah, yeah. I thought he was influential in getting something from, you know, while Coutinho puts it in the net. I think it's suddenly that the physicality of him, and just he just bossed.
He just gave us drive, didn't he, and aggression.
Yeah, he wasn't a shy, you know, shrinking violet, which Ramsey has been when he started out. Chucky boy gets stuck in and makes his presence felt. So you know, that's all good. And those two, you know, need to step it up if they want to be starting now, because the levels are going to get higher and higher, and it's going to get harder and harder to get in the team. But the thing is, if they make it, then it saves us a lot of money, and you've got more of a homegrown
identity in it, really.
Yeah, because that is the thing that it's all right, like Manchester City just buying every name under the sun, but it's nice to have a kind of a through line to the supporters and obviously to the club. But yeah, Ramsey, I mean, already the Birmingham Mail, it's like England squad, and it's like, and then you know that all that does is the next announcement, you'll get loads of pissed off Villa
piling
fans
in on Southgate.
You think,
he doesn't know what he's doing or whatever.
Back in the day, you used to have two or three good seasons to even get an England call-up.
Look at what Gareth Barry had to do in a Villa shirt to get an England call-up.
Yeah, 10 years. But just let him be. Just let him crack on and stop this ridiculous hype. But the last few games, he's definitely starting to show what we were hoping for.
Yeah, I like him. It's just confidence, isn't it? Confidence and belief.
Because he was obviously doing something in training, because, you know, when he came on for Horan against the Baggies in the Championship, that was like, came out of nowhere. And then he kept getting picked, and he was coming on, you know, when we were chasing games, instead of players that we perhaps thought were ahead of him in the scheme of things. So he's obviously had a lot of talent, but he hadn't actually had the confidence to really show it, but now he's starting to show it, and it's adding an unexpected extra dynamic to a team, which is very good, because the midfield might be sorted in that respect, because you know there was a belief that we might have to buy such a player. I mean, definitely I think we need a proper number six, but
other than that we're pretty well stocked, I would say, when everyone's fit.
Yeah, I think once you get Bailey back, and you know, even Traore, then you've got
your variety, haven't you? Then
you've got a war chest of weapons.
You've got a very strong bench, because I don't think either of those guys are going to be starters. They're going to have to work bloody hard to get back into the team, because you look at, if he's going to play a lone striker with three behind, if Buendia's fit, he plays. If Ramsey's fit at the moment, he plays. Coutinho's fit, he's going to play him.
I can't see where Bailey starts.
He's just an impact player off the bench. He's our Adama Traore, isn't he?
Yeah, and that's what's exciting about this Villa team, is the depth. There's variety in the type of players that we have. I mean, if you've got Bailey and Ings to bring on, then suddenly, I'm sorry, but we are on another level of what we used to be.
You've got actually young as well, where you've got a sort of a genuine utility player who can play a number of positions, and you get experience and control. We've seen that already this season numerous times. There's a lot of options. It's just getting everything back fit and firing, you know, whether we do or not towards the end of the season, who knows? But I think if we do, it'll be a really fun end to the season.
I'm kind of liking the way this is starting to shape up in terms of next season. But as you say, we've got to get that winning habit of, like, you know, if you've got everybody fit and you've got Bailey on the bench and you've got Ings on the bench, or Watkins and Ashley Young, you should be at a level where you can beat most of the bottom half teams. And that's how you should accumulate your points. I mean, we struggled against the bottom six last season.
It did surprisingly well against the top six. It was kind of strange. It's almost turned on its head this year, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you can't take anything for granted in terms of when you play the top six, but the bottom six, if you've got that strength in depth now in your matchday squad, you should be nailing points to the mast. Right. It's time to get out here. We'll give the My Old Man Said patrons a shout out in the main show, but looking forward to seeing you or hearing from you, should I say, in Match Club for the Everton game, the early start. Breakfast, beers, ahoy.
Hurrah.
And if you want to join us there and aren't a patron yet, you can go to myoldmansaid.com and click on the patron link on the menu bar to find out more about it.
Well, finally, David, who are we? Who are we poaching from Everton, of course?
Oh, I forgot about that section of this show.
It's kind of done, isn't it, already?
I think we've already done that. We got the left back.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Rafa.
Thanks. Yeah, that was, I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? I mean, the other way it's crazy as well as, was it Dan that said it or Phil? El Ghazi goes to the club and then literally a day or two later, yeah, the person who signed him gets sacked.
And he can't even play against us. He still can't make his debut. He might never make his debut.
And you think that if Rafa was sacked earlier, maybe we wouldn't have got Luca Dean.
No, because he was captain when he wouldn't have left. He didn't want to leave. He was happy to come to Villa, but he didn't really want to leave.
So, yeah, that's quite an interesting one. I mean, he was obviously seriously pissed off by the looks of it. But yeah, we've got the man we wanted to poach from them. Thank you very much. And hopefully he'll do some damage when we play. Before we go, don't forget to follow My Old Man Said on social media, at My Old Man Said on Twitter, on Instagram and Facebook as well. Right, until next time, it's goodbye from me and it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.